This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've had a powerful broadcast in the last 2 hours with a capital P. And in this hour, I want to take at least 20 calls. So let's load the phones up and go through them quickly. And I'm going to get into how the partial birth abortion ban really wasn't a partial birth abortion ban. What was meant to pacify you. The good news on Terry Schiavo Schindler and the stay of torture execution for her. But the damage may already be irreparable. But good job for folks for doing the right thing. And it shows the power of the people and power of prayer, the power of action. Got a bunch of global news on the police state, the national ID card, gun control, the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's all coming up in this hour. The toll-free number to join us on air, any news item, any news story, any particular piece of info you think is important, what area of the New World Order you think is the most weak to being exposed, the assassination of Diana now coming out in full view. Princess Diana, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. We've got to remember with Terry... with Terry's fight, she's only one person, though she's dear. And the evil demon Stalin said it best, when one man dies, it's a tragedy. When 10,000 die, it's a statistic. They're going to continue abortion because it's the policy of the New World Order. They're going to continue this eugenics of the right to die movement, meaning killing people who are begging for water. That's on the record from the Wall Street Journal. People who are conscious, audibly saying, please feed me, please give me water. It hurts. We've listed those cases. How do you respond to the neocons, because they had to because of pressure, saying, okay, just don't kill the baby outside the mother. You can kill them up to 9 months inside the womb. Just don't do it when the baby's out on the table. Basically, they've restated the same thing from before. 1-800-259-9231. What do you think about that? We'll go to Otto, Sean, and others. Otto in California, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, Alex.
Welcome.
How you doing, bud?
Pretty good.
Good. Actually, good to hear from Paul as well. I'm quite a follower also of Propaganda Matrix. Mainly, I have a question for you as far as Flight 77 that hit the Pentagon, or supposedly hit the Pentagon. I noticed that, I guess it's still on Prison Planet's website, but on Propaganda Matrix, I don't see it there anymore, but the video, of the CNN video of the supposed jet that hit the Pentagon.
All it is an explosion, the most surveilled area in the world,
yeah.
And all they've got is an explosion on tape.
Right, right. I was wondering if you were going to include that in your any of your upcoming movies.
I've made two films about 9/11, Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror.
Have them both.
And frankly, I am planning on making another 9/11 film.
Okay.
But yeah. that's 6 months out.
Okay, because I think that video is extremely damning and extremely suspicious, the fact that that's the only shot that they have.
Well, that's about one of 1,000 smoking guns and red flags.
Oh, of course. And the other thing is, too, what is your take, as well as I'd like to hear Paul's take, on the two jets that hit the World Trade Centers, as far as the Flash? I believe it's the first jet that hits the World Trade Center, the Flash.
Well, it also has something on its belly, which...
Right,
the airline experts have looked at, which isn't supposed to be there.
Exactly. So my question is, do you guys believe that?
Well, it looks like a fragmentation or a large belly bomb.
Right.
It looks like some type of large belly bomb.
Now, do you think that the jets were switched out between...
Now, obviously, and again, that gets into speculation. We know their story's a fraud, but obviously the two airline computers malfunctioned on a top day of top flight. Everything else was like a 98% capacity, the news reported. All four planes have exactly 20% occupancy. So it's obvious. They fly the aircraft, land them. That's why you've got the hour and a half gap
right.
from takeoff. They land them, shoot everybody in the head, and then have their drones attack.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Thank you. Anything else?
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. We'll come back and talk to Sean and others and take your call and cover the news. We've got 55 minutes left. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing to the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. Central Standard Time. Tell your friends and family, your neighbors about the show. You're listening on AM, FM, shortwave, internet, satellite. Tell folks the coordinates and point them towards the network website for affiliate relations, showtimes, the other host, frequencies, affiliates, GCNlive.com. And I tell you, the guy running this show, answering the phones, running the show, he also does GCNlive.com, and Mark deserves a lot of credit for that. All the great folks of the network, our affiliates, our sponsors, and numero uno, our listeners. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. I said we're going to take a lot of calls this hour. Let's talk to Sean in Florida, then George, Chris, Rhett, and others. Sean, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I got a question for you here. I was listening to your show the other day. We don't get the third hour here, but you were talking about the police pulling people over and pulling out all their luggage and searching it and wondering why they do that and why they make them load up their luggage and stuff.
Yes.
Okay, and you had that that police officer from, where was it?
Was from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Right, from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I just want to kind of give another little spin on that, come from the other side. The reason that they don't load up the other people's luggage and stuff is for their own safety. because if the cop is busy loading up luggage, he doesn't know what the people are going to be doing. I mean, I understand old ladies and stuff like that, but even then, grandma might, you know, get a wild hair, something may be bothering her, and next thing you know, the cop's in trouble.
Let's just handcuff everybody when they get pulled over randomly or at checkpoints.
Hey, better, you know, we don't have the manpower or the money to actually put up a wall on a border to keep all the illegal immigrants,
used to, when the ratio was about one cop for the 10 we now have, we had lower crime, happier societies. It's a bunch of garbage. It's about raising money. It's about controlling populations. Are you a police officer?
No, I'm not, but I actually went through the academy.
Well, look, number one, they need probable cause to pull you over. It's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. I don't care if they say it's not. It is. I don't care if the Supreme Court says that it's a that they're allowed to do it. You know, the Supreme Court said black people weren't human beings. I don't agree with that either. And let me just tell you something. And I appreciate you disagreeing with me, and I'm not mad at you. I just want to put out my points here. Okay? They didn't do this 20 years ago. They didn't do this 10 years ago. It's humiliating, and it's wrong, and it violates the spirit of America. Go ahead.
Well, you see, yes, they do have to have probable cause to pull somebody over.
Well,
the
Supreme Court doesn't say so.
A probable cause could be a taillight broken. It could be, you know, their license plate light isn't shining on the license plate. It could be any number of things. And all they need to do is pull that over. But if they ask, yes, you are correct in telling the people that if a police officer says, hey, can I search your vehicle? You have every right to tell them, no, you may not search my vehicle. If you want to search my vehicle, go get a warrant. Yes,
now,
you have every right to do that.
Now, I agree with you.
Most people don't know that, though.
Sean, yeah, because they don't teach the Bill of Rights in school or college, but listen for a second. You agree with me on that. What I'm trying to tell you here is that, number one, because somebody has a burnout taillight isn't probable cause to think there's drugs in the car. Okay, that's ridiculous. They should give you the citation and leave it at that. And what do you say to a lot of people I know who've been threatened with arrest if they say, no, you can't search my car?
Then if they get arrested, they have every right to get a lawyer, you know, go to this, you know, make sure that they don't do anything that would ruin their case.
Sir, do you understand that America, do you understand that America is about limiting the scope and size and power of government? Because throughout history, government is the most dangerous thing, because a common street thug doesn't have mechanized military and militarized police, doesn't have giant prisons, doesn't have the force to engage in mass evil. Do you understand that?
Oh, yes.
Okay, well, government's way too big and way out of control.
Oh, yes. And I mean, I know that the government needs to be changed. There need to be, you know, things need to be dealt with. I also know that when the country was founded, the way that our forefathers wrote up the Constitution, one of the reasons that we had a right to bear arms was in case the government ever got out of hand, that we had the right to overthrow it and start anew. But because of things that they have done and changes that they have made to the Constitution, that makes it treason now to do so.
Sir, they later had amendments that said black people weren't human beings. I don't care. If they say I got to go climb in an oven, I'm not going to do it. If they say I got to bow down and worship Hillary Clinton, I'm not going to do it. You see?
So what I'm trying to say is, as far as searching a vehicle,
go ahead, sir. We didn't hang up on him. His cell phone cut out. You can get back in, Sean. You're welcome to call back. 1-800-259-9231. I hate it when somebody's disagreeing and their cell phone cuts out. Call me back, Sean. Let's talk to George. George, where are you calling us from?
Calling you from St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome.
Outstanding. It's good to talk to you.
What do you want to say to what Sean was saying?
You know, on the surface, it sounds all well and good. It's just all too often people, I think they think that the real world operates the way the world operates on paper.
Well, this is what they think. And I would expand on what you say, and I would agree with you. They think everyone in the government's like them. And because they help little old ladies across the street, and because they never thought about robbing their neighbor, and because they never thought about you know, beating their wife. They think that it's not going on. Just because they never thought like Hitler or never thought like Stalin or Mao, they don't understand that. So they think that, oh, well, that's okay. Whatever excuse the government gives them is okay, when they don't know the background or the history, and that the road to Hades is paved with good intentions.
You know, I agree with that. And, you know, Washington said it best, and, you know, say what you will about George Washington, but, you know, government is force, period. You know, and actually, that's kind of ties into the reason I called. I got my undergraduate degree in political science before I came out to St. Louis to go to seminary. And one of the things I did in order to get that degree is I did some independent research, and I chose what the mainstream would call the radical right. It turns out it's not radical at all. But one of the things I did in doing my research is I came across Unintended Consequences by John Ross, which I actually think is a great book, even though it is fiction. And one of the points that the fictional character made was, you know, at what point does the talk and the information stop and physical action, you know, is required? And
I'm not trying to imply
by anybody that might be listening that I'm inciting terror or inciting, you know, armed insurrection. But I think at some point people have to say, you know, we've talked enough. We have a right to take care of this government and install what is constitutionally valid. At what point do we get there? Is it, you know, the national ID card? Is it right after the other terrorist event where the far right's blame? Because now, allegedly, they'll be linked with Al-Qaeda, so we need to take their guns and put them on the list of terror.
Okay, this is an amazing question, an amazing statement. Again, just amazing. Let me go over it. Use force in two major cases with different sub-levels to those, and they're both interconnected. You use force when you're wrongfully being attacked and there's no other recourse, individually or communally, in a communal fashion, at the point. Okay, and that can happen in the case of Ceausescu in Eastern Europe, where he was a horrible dictator, the government thought everything was fine, and suddenly one day, even the secret police and everybody else turned against it. They were all sick of it. You know, it's like 80-something percent being against open borders, or 76% saying they killed Princess Diana, or 84% saying the government killed Kennedy. We're all learning. We're all knowing. They're desperate now. So what I'm saying is we're all learning. We're all beginning to know. I don't mean
right.
We're all knowing.
No, I know what you meant.
So that's developing. So you use force when you are in the right and you're defending yourself from wolves, from coyotes, from lions, from beasts that are mindless and attacking you. Now, secondarily, you do not use force offensively when it is not in your best interest, and when that use of force will be used by a sophisticated propaganda machine that has still not been totally discredited. Because the globalists have to blow up their own buildings, carry out their own sniper attacks, have their own battle plans to scare the general mass that doesn't trust the government but is afraid, they will use that aggression to then scare those sheep into running into the slaughter pens following the Judas goats of Tom Brokaw and Peter Jennings and the rest of them. So, in the process at this point, saying, I'm ready to have a shootout with the government because I don't like what they're doing with the national ID card, that's going to be used against you. You first got to develop an information dissemination system. You first got to be a leader like they did for the decade up to 1776. You've got to explain who the enemy is. Explain that it's not a legitimate government. Explain what your rights are. Explain how they violated that. List the violations. Create the committees of correspondence. Have 400-plus cities in 4 states vote to throw out the Patriot Act. Deprogram the leftists, which I am successful at doing, which you can be successful at doing, creating this grassroots movement to get back to the republic. So I am totally against violence. I am totally against offensive use of force because, number one, that's exactly what the globalists are wanting. And number two, we haven't engaged in the informational deprogramming on a mass scale yet, and we're just now having huge geometric growth curve success. Now, does that answer your question?
No, yeah, I couldn't agree more with you. One of the points I had made in my research was I think people on the quote-unquote far right have done the acting way too soon. and they've damaged their car.
Also, they've been co-opted. Stay there. This is really important, George. And we'll go to Chris and Rhett and Brad and many others. Stay with us.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon 97530.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I always love taking calls because they bring up so many great points. But I cannot stress enough that 99%+ of the medical workers, the police, the firemen just said no to the smallpox shots. Remember, they said, oh, you have to take it to keep your job. It was no law. They couldn't get the states to pass the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, so the feds put it in page 76 of Homeland Security, but still, the people just wouldn't take it. They tried to put Henry Kissinger in as the whitewasher of 9/11. People didn't buy it across the political spectrum. People didn't buy killing Terry Schiavo Schindler. The people don't buy these lies. You understand? But the illusion is continued by the media that, oh, well, everybody else thinks the way the government does, and so we all feel like we're alone, when really we're the vast majority. We're the vast majority. It's just the vast majority doesn't have a deep understanding. They have an instinctive understanding. You just got to tap into that and point out the crimes of the globalist, and then your sheriff, get your sheriff elected, your county commissioners, your city council, deprogram them, get involved. The patriots got involved, like the land-grabbing environmentalist or the socialist or the fake neocons. If we got involved, we'd take over our cities and counties and then our states. We went out and reached out to blacks and Hispanics and the old and the young and the north and the south and the west. We can get this country back, folks. I know it. I've seen it. I've done it with my limited capacity to fight, which is greater than most, but I've been doing this for 10 years. You can grow into the fight. All of us together doing little things can move mountains. Many hands make light work. Got to get to all these calls. I guess we're talking to George in Missouri. George, finish up your point.
Oh, sure. Like I was trying to squeeze in, I heard the music coming on. You know, one of the things that my advisor and I, oversaw my research, is I made the point that so many of these guys in the Patriot movement and on the right that want to restore a constitutional republic, either through poor associations or poor choice of action, maybe they overthought their own self-importance. Maybe they thought, you know, the point I made was the time they thought was right was actually nowhere near it, and as a result, they actually aided the people that they were trying to...
Well, I'll give you an example. The national news will go out and literally interview some drunk with no teeth, waving a gun around, and go, here's the gun owner.
Exactly.
And I mean, we have to be conscious of this tactic. And then you have to be conscious that if you try to go to a land rights meeting and somebody starts talking about violence, follow them out to their car. It'll be an unmarked police car.
Yep. I couldn't agree with you more that, you know, something needs to be done, but, you know, there are times and places for everything. And, you know, one of the points I was making, I think a lot of times we, you know, we hear your show, we go out and we try to do things on our own, but all too often we get a little bit overzealous. And sometimes I think people that may just now be waking up that are listening to your show may be thinking that you're saying something you're not really saying.
Well, the problem is the whole overnight UFO crowd.
Right. I agree with that, too.
The Patriots get sucked into that, and they run up and go, Planet X is killing us next week, the earthquakes, the Mayan calendar. It's a bunch of garbage.
Right. I agree with that, too.
I told people that over, and they've always got some new delusion. Stick with real stuff. That's hard to believe enough. You know, that's crazy enough. Thanks for the call.
No problem.
Good to hear from you. Let's talk to Chris in Texas, then Rhett, Brad, Chris, and others. Chris, you're on the air.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
All right. I just had a question about the new money.
Yes.
I know how they want to put, like, the tracking and all that into the new money.
They want to put it in there? It was in there 6 years ago.
Well, okay. When I look at the strip, like in the new ones, is it the actual strip that can be traced, or is there an RFID unit in it or something? I mean, how is it traced?
There was a CNN article about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, that showed all the security features. The new money has two RFIDs in it, a small one pressed into the cotton. It's not paper, it's cotton. And there's another RFID strip in it, the same type they have in the last redesign of 6 years ago.
Okay, so when I want to show people this, because, you know, a lot of people think I'm just crazy by telling them this type of thing.
Sure.
Where do I show them that? I mean,
it's like being a mile from Mount St. Helens, and they're asking, where's Mount St. Helens?
I know, exactly.
Okay, let me go over it for you. I don't have any of the new pink money. I don't have the article showing the design of it in front of me. But let me just tell you that any of the last redesign of a $5 or up, the one doesn't have it.
Yeah.
You hold it up to light, and on the left-hand side of a 20 and this different side on other money, you will see a strip. You grab it on the edge. You can pull it right out of it, especially if it's an older bill. Yeah. It's harder to do. It's a brand-new Crest bill. It's laminated into it. But that is an admitted RFID tracker system, and this is all admitted. It's public.
Yeah, no, I ripped out one of the new ones already. I work downtown, and I deal with a lot of cash, you know, giving people change. And every single new 20 I've mentioned to how it's tracking them. And, you know,
Stay there. Well, this is important. We'll talk about it more.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7099 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we got loaded phones, a bunch of news I still want to hit on, and we got to go quick here. Finishing up, Chris in Texas. You know, I gave the analogy of people not knowing about tracking systems in the money, RFIDs, now for 6+ years of somebody standing a mile from a giant mountain and then asking you where it is. A better example is an elephant sitting on them, and they know it stinks and it's hairy and it's crushing them, but they can't tell what it is because they haven't ever gotten outside the box. Or it's like standing at the summit, at the top of a mountain, and they're looking down below them going, where's the mountain? Where's the mountain? But you say you work in a bank or somewhere around money.
I exchange a lot of cash at nighttime with people.
Okay, and, so you're trying to... You're trying to educate them in what they know.
I can tell just in the people I've worked with. I mean, over the past, I started listening to you about a year and a half ago. And, I mean, I'd say about 80% of them have made it. They've woken up. I mean, it's great. And the money is a really good, easy way to explain to people about the government tracking us and the dangers behind that, because it's right in our face.
Well, the Federal Reserve said that they were going to use this to track and trace us, and that when you don't keep your money in a bank, they're going to devalue it using that RFID. That was almost 4 years ago, the Federal Reserve Administrative Board in Virginia. Thanks for the call. Keep it up. Good to hear folks are waking up in the 80%. Let's talk to Rhett in North Carolina. Rhett, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. And this is kind of ironic, but I was just going to tell you about a little small victory I had, and it definitely helped my confidence, thanks to you. If you would allow me to tell you about a little experience I had, a quick little experience I had with a neocon radio talk show host.
Okay, tell us.
Okay, well, the fellow was on the show, and he was talking about the Patriot Act, like they all like to talk about, and one of the quick things I like to go to is, you can't tell me one person that's been affected by these anti-terrorism acts. And so I remember the article you published, and ironically enough, it was about the guy with the meth lab in North Carolina, who was being charged under a chemical weapon charge.
And that was the Associated Press.
Yes, indeed. And it just made me so mad, because this guy was up here lying through his teeth. He just got through talking about how great the forefathers were, and how great the Patriots were, and I guess that's why he led into this thing about the Patriot Act.
Another AP article says they're going to charge someone with a pound of marijuana as weapons of mass destruction. Go ahead.
Well, and I you know,
another guy was at a coffee shop. This was in North Carolina, and had a mainstream article called "Weapons of Mass Destruction." The coffee shop owner saw him reading it. The Secret Service hit him hard. Go ahead.
Well,
a 12-year-old in San Francisco was told to write a report on the bridge. The Secret Service hit him hard. Go ahead.
That. Well, see, I saved all these articles, and lucky enough, I was at home when this guy said it, and I took every amount of courage and every bit of faith that you've instilled in me since I've been listening to you, and I called up. I got on the show. The guy didn't even know what Section 802 of the Patriot Act was. I read that to him. I told him about the guy in Watauga County and the other people that had been charged under the Patriot Act. And just like I should have known, he hung up the phone on me. And like I said, you know, I'm not saying this because of what happened to Sean, but it just really showed me how this thing is working.
And you need to go down to the radio station, highlight the news articles, write him a nice letter, and say, hey, be a real American. Look at this, and then keep, you know, and then keep lying or come out and tell the truth.
Well, he's a syndicated talk show host from L.A., so I could go to my local broadcast show and maybe send him something. But, I mean, it was just blatant. I tried to call back, and the guy screened the calls just kept hanging up on me.
Well, you're a well-spoken fellow. I bet if you went to the local station, they've got a morning and afternoon local show. You can go talk to the manager and say, you know, I'm concerned as a patriot, as a Christian. Here are some news articles. You think you guys could do a radio show some morning about this?
Well, I tell you what, and I reiterate what everybody's been saying and what you've been saying, 80% at least. I mean, my friends and my family especially are starting to pick up on this thing, and I really think that something's going. I really think we're making a difference now. I mean, something somewhere is telling me that this fight is for real, and
now
it's
understand,
really going in our
face. Understand, the globalists will probably release smallpox or something.
Yep.
But, again, that's an act of desperation. It's too late for them. They're in deep trouble. At least we're fighting back. Thanks for the call. And they would have already launched more attacks if we wouldn't have been here fighting them. Thanks for the call.
Goodbye.
Thank you, sir. That's why I'm willing to die for this country, because of my family. I love my family. And I'm willing, folks, to pay the ultimate sacrifice, because I will not go along with evil. I will stand up against tyranny. If gang members are attacking an old lady, I will run up and fight them. If it's 10-1, and if a bunch of other thugs are running our media and our culture and running it down the tubes, I will fight them in the info war as well. I'm not afraid. No fear. That's what Jesus Christ has given me, and he can give it to you too. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Chris and then JQ. Chris in Wisconsin, go ahead.
What do you think about the Act of 1871, which basically turned the United States into a corporation? And second, I want to know what you think about these groups of people around the country that are filing various forms of paperwork to become sovereign citizens.
Well, this is, okay, that's real, though there's some quacks out there putting out disinfo. Here's the problem. The globalists are using admiralty. They have back doors and legal clauses for themselves. They are allowed to use those in court. They are allowed to not pay the taxes. They are allowed to have tax-free foundations. They are allowed to have pure trust and a loyal title. But they will selectively not allow the general public to have what's written into their own code. So they don't follow any law. It's law of the gun, law of the pirates, law of the New World Order, survival of the fittest, force, masquerading in a thin veil of legality.
Okay. You're talking about the sovereignty thing?
Yes.
All right. I've talked to some people that are working on it that have had some success with that, but aside from...
Well, yes. There are real systems. The problem is there's a lot of quacks out there that say, sign everything over to me and the trust, and then they rip people off. So just be careful.
Yeah, there's just different people doing it different ways. Some people are trying to sell it. Some people are doing it free just to help you and whatnot. But also this regarding this Act of 1871... Are you familiar with the article? It's titled, The United States Isn't a Country, It's a Corporation, by Lisa Giuliani.
Well, yes, it's, and thank you for the call, sir. I appreciate it. Take care. What's going on is you have lots of movements in this direction. You had them trying to get that through on Andrew Jackson. And on his deathbed, they said, what are you most proud of? I killed the bank, and he died. Then they came back after the Civil War with the 14th Amendment, making us welfare slaves, wards of the state. Basically listing us all as idiots who then are wards of their system. And then there's the War Powers Act of 33, National Security Act of 47. It's just expansions of all this. Homeland Security, just expanding. We're a big, rich, powerful, free country. It's taken them hundreds of years to enslave us again. So we're not going to overturn it overnight. Let's go ahead now and take another call. Let's talk to JQ in Oregon. JQ, welcome.
Well, howdy, Alex. So I have 2 points to make, one about the use of force, and the other I want to plant a little bug in your ear about Social Security. First, the use of force, it is the right, it is the duty of the people to enforce the law. Now, this is according to the law. Ultimately, it is the people who must protect the Constitution. The law cannot be enforced unless the people are able to resort to the use of force. And I maintain that if the Constitution ultimately is going to be protected, it will have to be protected through the systematic use of force against this criminal conspiracy that seized control of our government.
But, JQ, you must first, as the Founding Fathers
did... Oh, that's
did,
the last resort.
...successfully educate people. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm just saying that's the last resort when push comes to shove. The use of force is authorized by law.
And it's enshrined in the Declaration of Independence as a right to duty, as you just said so eloquently, but here's the deal.
The Constitution
let me just add this,
gives us the means to do it, too.
Exactly, but I'll let you talk. Let me add this caveat to what you've said, your fine points. This is key, the threat of force, the threat that they don't have the monopoly of the force, as the UN said, civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate, and I say it's illegitimate, power monopoly of the state or dictatorship. The very fact that we've defeated a lot of gun bills, the very fact that we've got them on the run, the very fact that the Bill of Rights culture is growing across the country, the fact that we are armed makes us a hard target to hit. The threat of force has been holding them back from some of their more bloody designs. Your comments.
You hit the nail right on the head. That's what has been slowing them down. If we weren't armed, they'd be all over us like a hawk on a ground squirrel. Okay, on Social Security, this $87 billion that Bush wants to give away, this is coming out of Social Security and Medicare, or a portion of it. I can't find out how much. But they're reaping Social Security for the $87 billion, and Bush is making it a point to make it a gift, not a loan, but a gift out of Social Security.
Yes, and, so that's a nice little tax, folks, and on a nice tax increase, cut taxes, then raise them. And
that's
the same
right. We just a few years ago, we had this massive tax increase to save Social Security. Now they're squandering that. We're going to have another massive tax increase to save Social Security again. And meanwhile, the old folks like me, I'm on Social Security, are going to find that the money is gone. They want us dead.
And they'll have a Democrat.
They want us dead, Alex.
And they'll have a Democrat. Yeah, they're setting that precedent,
that's
the Chicago
right.
case. They'll double-team you with a Democrat and claim they did it when they're all working together. But here's an added point. Thousands of our troops that have been wounded are in these open-air, cinder-block buildings, literally with flies all over them, with no medical attention for months, not even being flown out to Germany. That's what they think of the troops, and that's patriotic. To not give the troops treatment is now patriotic.
Well, that shows evil intent. It's just evil intent everywhere you turn.
It shows a cavalier arrogance and hatred of the troops. They hate these well-meaning people.
They want to kill the old folks, Alex, is my point. This is evil intent. So, you know, all the way around, these people are evil. Bush is among the most evil people who has ever lived.
Well, he's certainly an evil minion. You know he's a figurehead.
Yeah. Anyhow, I said my piece, and I want to thank you.
Hey, what do you think about Ron Paul's bill to not give money to the U.N. for gun control?
I think it's a good idea.
It is. Thanks
They're
for the
call. They're going to get Ron Paul out, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, the Republicans have said in the local paper two Saturdays ago that, quote, the Republican Party has rewritten his district so the Democrats can win. That's your conservatism. Thanks for the call. And I'm a liberal because I'm against it. I'm for Ron Paul, so I'm an evil liberal. They said in the article, we're going to get him out. Ha, ha, ha. Just in your face. Ha, ha, ha. And we got Bob Smith, and we're going to get Tom Tancredo, and that liberal, Cynthia McKinney, she came out against the Patriot Act and Homeland Security and the New World Order and government-run white slavery rings in 9/11, so the Democrats got her out. Folks, all of you need to go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, and you need to get Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3, Police State 2000, The Takeover. You need to get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, all full-length feature documentary films. They're $25.95 apiece, $20 when you order three or more. Your Christmas gift shopping is handled, and your support is vitally needed. Also, the new book, Order Out of Chaos, by Paul Watson, is excellent. Go to Infowars.com. Go to PrisonPlanet.com. Don't wait. Get the videos. Get the books. Get the T-shirts. Get the bumper stickers. Get the deception dollars and wake folks up. I'm about information. That's what I offer. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now, in the final segment, I'm going to recap some top news and hit some other news we haven't covered. Right now, Jim Shepherd on with us for 4 minutes. Jim, the body's 70% water. The water is full of every poison imaginable. People need to get your highest quality filters that I've chosen before you were a sponsor for my family. Thanks for coming on, Jim. How do folks protect themselves?
Well, Alex, it's not only important to take care of the water that's coming into your house, and there's all sorts of chemicals that are in the water. But it's not only important to do that on a daily basis, but it's also important to have the capability that if that water goes out, that you can go out to a pond, lake, or stream and get your water and purify it. And that's what we do with the Berkey filters. We purify the water, whether it be normal everyday water or if you have to rely on an untreated, unpotable source of water. You're fine with the Berkey Light, the Big Berkey, and the Berkey Sport, and the various different water filtration and purification systems that we manufacture.
And Jim, I can think of no one in the movement for freedom who supports and sponsors more shows and more broadcasts. I can't think of a better, decent person who's been honest with me over the last 3-year relationship. And the relationship I have with your company before you were a sponsor, before I knew you. I can't think of a better Christian, patriotic organization that now has a Made in America system that folks could support on top of it. How do folks get the filters? Tell them about the specials.
Okay, you can get the special by calling 888-803-4438 or by going to Infowars.com and clicking on the Berkey Light picture, and that'll take you to the specials. If you don't get the special, if you don't get it written down, what I'm going to give you right now, we have two specials. We have the Berkey Light with the emergency lights. They also do as a great night light, and if the power goes out, they'll keep on burning. And we also have a solar system that you can use in conjunction with that, charge the batteries up during the day. With the solar system, and the lights will burn all night long. The solar system is also capable of recharging your cell phone so that you've got communications in a blackout situation. Also other small appliances. We're also going to include the KDF shower filter, which is designed to take those chemicals out of the water before you breathe them in the shower. And most people don't realize that you can get more chemical contamination from taking a shower in water that's full of VOCs and such, as you, you'd get more contamination than you would if you actually drank the water.
This package is a survival buoy or pod, and you get a whole bunch of different items, 1-888-803-4438. You save a lot when you get this package. You also have another deal for black Berkey element replacement filters that fit in all the other gravity filters with the adapters you have. Great system. Tell folks about that.
Okay. Just briefly, in the other package, you also get either two sport bottles or two potassium iodate for some sort of a nuclear event. The other special is if you get four black Berkey filter elements, this is for you folks that already have a gravity filter, and if you want to upgrade it to a gravity purifier, four black Berkey purification elements will also include a $50 KDF shower filter or sport bottle, no charge. And so between the two specials, you're on the first special, you're going to save about $88. The second special, you're going to save nearly $50.
Thank you, Jim Shepard. Give him a call, 1-888-803-4438. God bless you, Jim. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for your support. We'll be right back with Final News.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
You've asked for them and now they're here. Hello folks, Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7090 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
From 9 to midnight Central, we do this show each evening, Monday through Friday, on the AM and FM, internet at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, at night, 9 to midnight, on the shortwave at 5.085 or 6890, during the day from 11 to 2 at 12.172 and 93.20. And it really is important to stop drinking the poison water. Take control of your life. Stop procrastinating, folks. It's a great system they have to offer. 1-888-803-4438. I mean, you can take your ice water at the restaurant, pour it in the little portable Berkeys, little sports bottle. It's like $30. Great system. Pour it in there, and then just instantly start drinking water that almost everything's cleaned out. And then basically everything is cleaned out when you got the big system that sits on a table in your house. 1-888-803-4438. I really believe in this. A Senate OK's ban on partial birth abortion. That's the AP headline. It's a complete, absolute lie. A great article from News with Views on Prison Planet and Infowars.com. And it says, partial birth abortion scam. All it says is they can't kill the baby on the operating table. They got to do it up in the womb right up until 9 months. So they just got to keep the baby in the birth canal to do the killing. That's it, folks. That's what they already basically did, was suck the brains out, collapse the skull, and take the baby out. This is so incredible. Form over function. Form over reality. Just propaganda. Great news in the Terry Schiavo Schindler case yesterday. You know that last night, due to all your efforts, they put the feeding tube back into her, have now taken her to a hospital. They're not allowing her to see her family now. Mr. Schiavo isn't. Michael isn't. So that's happening, and find out more at the website or at terriesfight.org. We got to keep watching this. The battle isn't over in 15 days. It gives them 15 days to try to do something, and we may be right back where we were, and there could already be irrevocable damage due to 7 days without water. Why don't you try it? I suggest you don't. Most of you would die or go into a coma by 6 days. Many people die at 3 days. Just by the grace of God, she's still alive, and I heard she was opening her eyes still, even on the seventh day. Amazing. A plan for a single EU driver's license. We told you about this. Again, they couldn't get a national ID card, global ID cards. They go, okay, it's a pan-EU driver's license. Same thing in England. It's what we have in this country. The new plastic card, European license, will carry all information of the driver on a microchip. But the Brussels Commission rejected claims today that the move announced to be a Big Brother legislation. They go on to say, people say it's really Big Brother, really a national ID card. Yeah, that's what it is. RFID authentication for passports and ID cards. And it says globally, the UN is pushing to make all of the passports, and the U.S. and England are now doing this, have biometrics and a world ID system. If you want to travel, got to have your global card. Georgia won't join anti-terror database, known as the Matrix Project. That's not true. They already did join. Under pressure, they claim they don't. You got to become aware of this tactic. Amid cost and privacy concerns, state officials backed away from an anti-terrorism database that officials initially considered joining, a decision that makes Georgia the sixth state to abandon the Matrix Project. It's already been going on for decades. The move also casts doubt on the future of the database that tracks personal details of all citizens, not just those accused of a crime. Everything, divorce records, credit scores, what you buy, what you do, all the RFID and face scanning can be fed into these local FEMA hubs run by DARPA under the subsidiary of FEMA and the North American Military Command based in Colorado Springs, Colorado. You believe in this show? Spread the word about it. Spread the word about the websites, the affiliates. God bless you all. Thanks for your support. Whether you're in Rhode Island, Kansas City, Austin, Texas, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Denver, Colorado, Pensacola, Florida, Tampa. I want to commend everybody out there for helping us stand up against this tyranny and get involved in being part of history and fighting against dehumanization. To my family, to my friends, to everybody running the show, to the affiliates, the sponsors, the listeners, thanks for all you do. Keep it up. Redouble your efforts. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central. Now get out there and take on the New World Order. Stand against it.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere.